This is Off the Ball Breakfast.
It's making me sadder. I'm getting the train to Cork after this, and I'm in the heart.
Should have sent you down to the Cork Hotel.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Galway boss Padraig Joy, some preparing for the All-Ireland final. Armagh captain Aidan Forkler pays tribute to Kieran McGeaney, and Paddy Christie steps down as Longford boss. But first, excitement is building ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final. Armagh and Galway go head-to-head in Croke Park. Armagh looking to lift the Sam Maguire Cup for the first time since 2002 and just for the second time ever. While Galway haven't won since 2001, a win on Sunday would be their 10th. Galway boss Padraig Joyce has been talking to Off the Ball about preparing for Sunday's game.
Obviously delighted to be in the final, and it's great that we're still training as one of the last two teams in the 2024 Championship. So yeah, we were here Tuesday night, we're here again tonight, yeah, and we'll be here again next week for a couple of nights, and it's great. It's a brilliant place to be.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and I think there's such excitement around the country at the minute for even the hurling final and the football final. There's kind of new parents, and I even found it in the tunnel at Croke Park afterwards. There was a bounce. There's players there that are really happy to be where they are. There must be something you can tap into there, that kind of buzz that's about this week.
Look, there is. It's obviously, I think the GAA needed something like this, you know. It's definitely, you have Cork Clare on Sunday, you know, and you have ourselves and Armagh, like, two teams who haven't won anything in 20 years, so they're hungry supporters and hungry players, you know, hungry management, all that kind of stuff. So, and again, look, both teams are there on merit. They're the two best teams left in it at the minute. So, yeah, it's going to be a cracking final, like, there's no doubt about that, but unfortunately, it'll have to be a loser, but hopefully it's not us.
One of the interesting things as well is, like, Brian Lohan and Pat Ryan both won All-Irelands in the 90s. Mm. Yourself and Kieran McGeaney both won All-Irelands in 98, 01 and then 02. Like, it is a factor. Like, what is the big difference from 98 and 01 when you're prepping as a player to 22 and 24 prepping as a manager?
The big difference, obviously, Tommy, is that when you're prepping as a player, you have to worry about yourself, you know, and nobody else. You know, like, when your players can be selfish at times, just worry about themselves, whereas right now I have to worry about 62 people that's involved with me in the backroom team, including players. We don't have 62, sorry. We've 20 probably in the backroom team.
It's not a 52.
Yeah, we're not like the boys on the road. We have 62 in total, like, between, you know, bus journeys up and logistics, all that sort of stuff. And look, we've a fair bit of a done. We've a great fella there and Sean Rattigan looking after most of our logistics is great, but I have to worry about everything else. I probably can't probably enjoy it or relax as much as I'd probably like to, but you just find yourself as manager anyways. If you're too relaxed, you're kind of getting nervous and japers, am I doing this wrong or right or whatever. You're just constantly worried to make sure everything is right and make sure everyone is as relaxed as can be and whatever. But I think we have a good culture in the group anyway, a good environment with the lads.
Armagh captain Aidan Forkler meanwhile has been paying tribute to their manager Kieran McGeaney.
And how happy are you for Kieran McGeaney that he is guided used to an All-Ireland final? Like, he's took a lot of slack through the years, you know, 10 years no silverware, there's talk within the county, outside the county. I often thought it must be quite a lot for any man to take on, but it seems like the backing of the players has always been there. And even after, when he's seen all of your reactions, like, a lot of you ran straight for him, and I think that said a hell of a lot.
That definitely said a lot. The players is all it matters to Kieran. That outside noise that he talks about, he's human. It definitely has an impact, for sure, on any man. Now, he is a special man, mm-hmm. but he's a human as well, and he has a family, and he has a wife and children and parents and all that comes with it. And it's probably more difficult on them as well, seeing it, and a lot of it totally unwarranted, you would say. But listen, that's just noise. And Kieran always had, if the players wanted him and were ready to play for him and were willing to give what he wanted, he would never walk away from Armagh, and I think he would tell you that himself. So I think that was unanimous.
Meanwhile, on the football pod on Off the Ball, Dublin legend Paddy Andrews and Kerry great James O'Donoghue have been looking ahead to Sunday's final.
It's so many times in All-Ireland finals, it's not necessarily the superstars that they're cited. I know the last time Galway were in the final, we did have Clifford for Kerry and Shane Walsh for Galway put on a third of force for both of them. That's quite rare. It's incredible to see. We were all there that day. It was an amazing spectacle. But it could sometimes, or actually more often than not, be maybe a lesser known star who has the major impact on the game. And you mentioned some guys there. McHugh was obviously having an outstanding year for Galway, what he brings, not just to their offence, but their attack. Barry Cambridge, probably looking at picking up Shane Walsh, you would say, possibly Cover. But you do a job. We see that in last year's final with Fitzsimons on Clifford. It might necessarily be defensive plays that are the game breakers here. You know, yeah, we'd love to see Reid O'Neill score 10 points, Shane Walsh, those two guys have a shootout. The way both teams are set up, that's probably unlikely. You know, but with that, the battlegrounds around the pitch, the matchups, like I say, there's so little between these sides. It is fascinating to look at it. But if you're saying a key area, I'm looking forward to see. I just think around the middle third, the way both teams go for kickouts, Armagh have a brilliant press when they go with it. They don't do it for every play, but, you know, Conor Gleeson he's answered a lot of critics at different stages throughout the season, but they will, without doubt, try and nick a few of his kickouts. And we said it last week, if Galway go long, why wouldn't you? You've got Conroy, Tierney, you know, Johnny Marr, Comer coming out. But on the Armagh side, they've been outstanding, Grimley and Ben Creeley. And then you've Reid O'Neill coming out there as well. So it's that battleground. We love seeing long kickouts because the reward, if you win it, you are transitioning up the pitch. And that is a key for both of these attacks. If it's slow and it's ponderous, they're both so well set defensively, it'll be very hard for scores to come by. If you can win three or four of those long kickouts, what an opportunity that gives your attack to get at the opposing defence before they get their 8, 10, 12 bodies back. It's fascinating.
I went bigger before the Kerry game on Armagh's midfield. Kerry didn't really go long, but Galway are going long. Like Paddy is saying it there. Galway are going long. So I think that's just going to add to this game. So much.
I think the long kick out, I think it plays into Galway's hands. I think there's so much size and handling and aerial ability around there that they'll be able to almost stand there and say, come on then, put it up for grabs. That's our baby. Like, we want that. I can't see Armagh doing that. I think Armagh will give up the Galway kick out. I think they'll leave Gleeson take it short. And I don't think they'll be going too long off their own. I hope they do because it'll be a better spectacle. But I think that Galway are too strong in that area.
And what if they give it up but Gleeson still goes long?
You see, they could, but they'll have all the forwards coming in under the break. Then all they have to do is spoil it. Sometimes if it's given to you, you have to take it because otherwise you're outnumbered out under the break. Now, it'd be interesting to see if he still does back himself.
I think he will. But I think he will still go
on. I think there's definitely times Armagh will push up at his kick-out. So maybe if it's not for Reid O'Neill, 3 or 45. Gleeson has had a much better season.
Maybe stage press, Paddy, yeah.
Key moment in the Connacht final. Okay. Yeah, I think there is an opportunity to get after. He's not overly comfortable on the short kick-outs.
Finally, Paddy Christie has stepped down as manager of the Longford Footballers. In the Dubliners' first year in charge, Longford reached the quarterfinals of the Tailteann Cup. This year, they narrowly missed out on promotion to Division 3 of the Allianz League, but lost all four of their championship outings. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.